Not long ago, many Vermont farms made fresh cider in late fall, storing it in large wooden kegs with airlocks to allow the cider to ferment into hard cider and eventually into vinegar. During Haynes season, farmers in the fields drank Haymaker Switchel, an electrolyte-type drink that was made from apple cider, vinegar, water, and honey, or maple syrup. Dr. DeForest Clinton Jarvis of Barry wrote a book in 1958 entitled Vermont Folk Medicine, in which he extolled the wonders and virtues of apple cider vinegar. Some folks still make a daily drink of vinegar and water as a tonic for their health. In his book, The Seasons of America's Past, Eric Sloan wrote that in the 1800s, hard cider was America's most popular alcoholic drink, and today it's making a strong comeback, with U.S. retail sales up 84% over the previous year. In the early 1970s, I worked at Hillendale Farm in Putney, and every fall we made real sweet apple cider. We used organic apples like Northern Spy, Max, Cortland, Baldwin, and Delicious, as well as wild apples, but never more than 25%, so the cider wouldn't be too tangy. In Shoreham, Shack Berry cider's old-fashioned flavors range from a clear, pale, dry taste to a tart and funky one. Shack Berry is one of the newest of 15 commercial Vermont cideries. Of their four different hard ciders, only one is made with Vermont-grown apples, since they're waiting for their sunrise apple orchard to bear fruit. The orchard is planted with 2,500 dwarf trees, trellised about 5 feet apart, with more than 12,000 trees still to come. One of their favorite apples is Wixen, a very tart, small apple with a high acid content. Stephen Wilder of Stowe Cider just celebrated its one-year anniversary. Their farmhouse cider is unfiltered and very dry, especially compared to large commercial brands of hard cider that New Hampshire cider expert Ben Watson says are most often sweet and fizzy like wine cooler stuff. Other Vermont hard cider makers include Whetstone Cider Works in Brattleboro and Citizen Cider of Burlington. This holiday season, I can't wait to celebrate with a glass of hard cider, or cider, as the old-timers say it. Perhaps with all the new interest in this value-added beverage, it won't be long before Vermont cider makers begin bringing home blue ribbons, or better still, make the Green Mountains the Napa Valley of hard cider.